good people or not so good people. As always, I'm gonna let you decide. This is your boy Cool McCain, one half of your monarchy, and I am joined by other half of said monarchy, and I got my foot of crown cap on. You know what I'm saying? Straight from the Charlotte FC game this weekend. It's a fun game. My boy Playmaker, what up, Playmaker? I'm going in and out, y'all. So if I be fading like I'm in a matrix, I'm safe.
Well, well, well. One major event took place. We're getting closer to another major event. It's time to stand and deliver.
Make it happen, sir.
NXT Stand and Deliver in St. Louis, Missouri, this past weekend. Got to see Sexy Red do what she does best, twerk.
Twerkulations. They are her superpower.
So we got to see that. But let's just jump right into it. A jam-packed action Stand and Deliver. Speaking of which, we kicked it off with the NXT Women's Championship. JC Jane defending against Kendall Gray and Lola Vice. Will this be the end of the reign of JC Jane? Can Kendall Gray or Lola Vice take it? Back and forth action. And also a lot of wardrobe malfunction. Since I'm going to keep it PG. Because if you was thinking your TV or your internet was acting stupid on YouTube, it wasn't you. It was WWE because they couldn't keep up with all the wardrobe malfunction that was taking place in that match. So some of us got to see some interesting things in that match that we would not be complaining about.
Yep, sure.
We enjoyed the view. But at the end of the day, a record to Kendall Gray knocked her out, and then the spinning back fist to JC Jane. And for the 1, 2, 3, Mr. McCain, we have a new NXT Women's Champion, and then it's the lovely Lola Vice. I'm pretty sure you have no complaints about this match whatsoever from start to finish. But go ahead and give your thoughts.
No complaints. No complaints. There was cakes and other orifices everywhere. It was a wild show.
Anything about the new champion? You got a new champion.
It's about time. It's about time. Congratulations, Lola. It's time. They've been holding you back, but no more holding you back. You just got to run with it. You definitely deserve it.
Before I continue on, let's go ahead and welcome my sister into the room.
Acknowledge her.
That's upset.
So, these are the words of Playmakers. We're gonna go in order. So Yolanda says, "Hey, hello, Yolanda." And Yolanda, this is Yolanda's words. I am repeating what's there. It says, I saw her nipples. And then she hits us with a laugh out loud. I was told that there may have been a tiny nip slip or two, from what I was told. And then she says, congratulations to Lola, definitely. And then she agrees with me, long overdue. Lola been like one of them holdovers from a minute ago that should have been getting some love, but wasn't. So glad to, see her getting a little bit. Better late than never. That's how you find a buried treasure.
Next, we had the NXT Tag Team titles of Divinity Project against Los Americanos. Cool. In all fairness.
And they had a good match.
That was a great match.
It should probably be in NXT. Where it belong.
That was a great match. Good gracious. Those four men, they laid it all out there.
Two men, two luchadors, sir.
Okay, two men, two luchadors. They laid it out there.
I'm just messing with these four men.
They laid it out there, okay.
They gave us something worth our time. I will give them that.
I tried the whole, you know, this is the game, this is the match I don't care about. You know, I was gonna play some games on the phone. I'm like, oh no, they going at it. I gotta pay attention to this now. I was able to put my phone down. So you four gentlemen, great job. I had to pay attention. Vanity Project retain. But hell, great match. Oh, that was a great match. And then we got to the personal part of the show. This was the personal part of the show. Soruka versus Aria.
Yeah.
Wanted to see which way Shawn Michaels and NXT was going to go with this one.
I kind of knew about this one.
They went the route of Soruka getting the win over Aria. So, instead of talking about the match and what took place, sir, I'm going to ask a question that I have been seeing people's reaction to this match. People on the internet believe that they have given up on Aria. What do you say?
I think it's not that they've given up on Aria. They're putting a rocket to Soruka, and it makes it seem like they're giving up on Aria.
Okay. It doesn't sound like Soruka's getting called to the main roster anytime soon because she wants to go after the NXT championship.
Well, as we just saw from what we're going to talk about later on, long reigns are not a – doesn't seem to be a thing anymore. So, there's that.
Well, I want to know what's next with Aria, though.
Turn into a monster.
Hopefully. We should have did it the first time. But like you said, better late than never, right?
Better late than never. Got to go through that complete breakdown and snap. Ooh, excuse me.
NXT North American Championship match. Miles Bourne defending against Johnny Gargano. We got Johnny TakeOver on Saturday.
If you don't know who's going to win this match, then I don't know what to tell you.
It wasn't, for me, it wasn't about who was going to win this match. It was about which Johnny Gargano was going to get.
Oh, man. I don't care about that.
Can I get that Johnny Gargano on SmackDown, please?
No, sir. He is a NXT thing. They don't allow you to bring NXT personas over to SmackDown.
Well, the persona he got on SmackDown ain't worth a darn.
Well, you tell Paul to fix that.
Oh, we're going to talk about Paul. Oh, we definitely gonna talk about Paul, but it won't be about SmackDown, it'll be about what happened on Raw. But we definitely gonna talk about Paul. Yeah. Oh yeah, I put that. Oh, that's in the card, sir. Don't worry. You will have your shine with Paul.
No, I ain't messing with Paul. He'll get me worked up. And my throat hurt.
Well, I don't know if you're gonna get worked up or not on how I present it to you, but you'll get your shine with Paul. Miles Bourne retained, and then Mr. Lennox showed up to have a physical word with Miles Bourne in the form of a chair shot. Which, by the way, the rest of Dark State didn't know he was going to do. Are they finally going to do what you want them to do? Are they finally going to do what you want them to do? Or it's just that's a little just a you know it's
too little too late.
He said too little too late.
Yeah.
He said that ship has sailed.
Yep. Pretty much where I'm going with it.
From the men's North American Championship to the women's North American Championship, Tatum Paxley defending against Blake Monroe, who has the title already, but didn't never win it. Interesting. So I knew how this match was going to go. So those of you who are looking for me to be upset and or surprised or feel some type of way about Tatum Paxley being Blake Monroe, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I knew how this was going to go. Cool. How many times have we seen this? The person who doesn't own the title takes the title from the champion. They don't win it in the match.
All the time, sir. All the time.
So why would I be mad and upset about this result if I know how the story plays out?
That's a very great question.
That means I'm just mad this to be mad. That's a race of energy. I don't want to race energy.
Tell them why you're mad, son.
So, no. Blake Monroe, you pretty much gave me the finale of the match because you had the title that you have never won. So, of course, Tatum Paxley must win to have her title. That she shouldn't have to win to get anyway. But I do think Tatum Paxley is getting better in the ring, though.
Thankfully.
She is getting better in the ring.
Thankfully.
And to be honest, that and that video package that they did before she came out, I was like, oh, what? Yeah, that's creepy. I wish they would have showed Blake Monroe's face so I can see the reaction, but they ain't do that.
If you want too much, sir.
When you do a video package like that, you should be able to see the person's face who's the video package for.
You'd be too needy.
That's, gotta see facial reactions, you know. They want to be theater, you know. Another part of theater is the reaction. That's all I'm saying. And then the main event, the NXT Championship, Fatal 4-Way. Joe Hendry defending against Ricky Saints. Oh, here you go, Ethan Page and Tony D'Angelo. I like how they did this match, you know, to be honest with you, in the standpoint of this way. We didn't have to wait long to see Ricky Saints and Ethan Page go at each other. There was no like, oh, me and you team up, let's get rid of the other two. No, it was literally every man for himself from start to finish. I was pleased about that.
You had to do it.
That was a great one. And then in the end, a new NXT champion was crowned by the name of Tony D'Angelo.
Which I thought was crazy.
I was going to say, your thoughts, sir. You said it was crazy.
I thought it would be Joe Hendry for a while longer. You just got there. You just got the belt. But I guess long runs don't matter as long as you got the name in the books as being one now. I guess that's how we're getting down.
Okay, from that aspect. Well, how you feel about Tony D'Angelo being the champion?
He's another one's long overdue. I just don't. I'm questioning the way they did it and the quickness with which they did it. Yolanda says, I like Bravo. He is funny. She also says, I'm glad they gave it to Tony. He was long overdue too, which I don't disagree with. I just wish they would have did it like in a different way. But if you're going to do it, like I said, if you're going to take it off of him last week, at least you did it in a multi-man match. So he didn't have to eat the pin. With Screen's main roster call up.
But he actually did pin Joe Hendry.
Right, but I mean, because you had the multi-man match, it's not like a one-on-one pin. It's not like you go in, you dominate him, and you beat him. It's like you have all these other factors in it, sir.
Caught him at the right time. Caught him at the right moment. That was NXT Stand and Deliver, which to me and to most people that I've been watching and reviewing, they stand and delivered in that regard. Your thoughts on Stand and Deliver, sir? As a whole.
I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with Stand and Deliver. I can rock with it.
There you go. Now we're off to Toto Nan Stabage.
Yep, we have another PLE pay-per-view. I'm just going to call them PBV/PLEs. Make sure you cover everything. Rebellion. So Rebellion is going to be April 11th. So that will be this weekend as well. And AW's got something popping this weekend too. So everybody just said, we doing it. Doing it and doing it well. So, you know, for the second time, we're going to go through this card. If you're following the chat, you're a big TNA fan, you want to get your two cents in, feel free. Tell us your thoughts. Who's going to win these matches? TNA Rebellion 2026. We're starting off first match. This is coming from Cleveland, Ohio, the Wolfstein Center. Frankie Kazarian versus Elijah. Elias, whatever you want to call yourself. Who you got, Playmaker?
Give me Elias. Elijah.
Yeah, I'm going to walk with Elijah, too. All right, then we got TNA X Division Championship match. Leon Slater versus the system's own Cedric Alexander. I'm going Leon Slater. I'm going to tell y'all why I'm going Leon Slater. He is, if I remember correctly, like a week or two from being the all-time length of time holder for the X Division Championship. So I don't see him taking him off of it until he clears that.
I ain't know that. So now I got to think.
Now you know.
I was going to go Cedric Alexander, but now you convinced me to go Leon Slater.
Hey, that's what I do. Show that. Bet. All right, next we got Trey Miguel versus Mustafa Ali, and he'll have Order 4 in his corner. This one's a little interesting because Order 4 is going to probably help Mustafa Ali, but I've said all along that they're a clown faction at this point. So I'm going to stick by what I said. And I'm going to go Trey Miguel to defend the title somehow. By hook or crook. Get the job done. Get her done.
I'm going Mustafa.
You're probably right on that one. You are probably right on that one. All right, then we got TNA World Tag Team Championship match. Brian Myers and Bear Bronson of the System will be challenging the Hardys, who are 5,555,000,000 years old for the TNA Tag Team Championships. I'm actually going to go to System. I think they're going to get some help from the Righteous, who are prolonging the feud with the Hardys. And they're going to take them tag team championships finally off of the Dinosaurs.
Why do you got to call them Dinosaurs?
Yep, they're almost extinct.
Yeah, we get new tag team champions about that time.
Yeah. So, during Sacrifice and on TNA TV, we got the notification that Taryn Terrell, ODB, and Mickie James challenged the Elegance Brand.
Elegance Brand.
And I'm going to go with the Elegance Brand as well. Actually, no, I'm going to go with the ODB, Taryn Terrell, and Mickie James. Because they like to do a good pop for the old heads is coming back, because they know they're not going to actually challenge for the championships.
You probably right.
All right, then we have It's going to be an Arca Country match too with no DQ. TNA World Championship match at Rebellion. We got Mike Santana versus the system's own Eddie Edwards. We let that happen. I'm gonna go with Mike Santana holding the belt.
Yeah.
And then nickname of the AJ Francis are gonna have a match because AJ Francis revealed he was the one that attacked Nick Namath in the locker room. I gotta say, this is my bathroom match. I'm watching. Whoever's placed on the card. Let's just go AJ Francis. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta do something with that, man.
And also at Rebellion, we're gonna have Moose against Special Agent Zero from Order 4. Definitely going Moose.
I said, you didn't have to ask.
Right, then we got Ariana Grace against Li Ying Li, the one that didn't get pinned in a triple threat match like we talked about last week. I'm just keeping on Ariana Grace. She didn't have it this long. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the card that we have so far for Rebellion. We do know that, you know, we're doing the show now, and it's highly likely, I mean very highly likely, that between now and the event, some more matches get added. But all we can work with and twerk with is what we got. So that's what we'll be doing. All right. So before we have our break, we have another PPV PLE. April 12th, AEW Dynasty in Vancouver, British Columbia, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Rogers Arena. All right, so we've got some matches. Now we know for sure, no question asked, that there's going to be 5 matches added. But right now we got Alex Winder against Marina Shafir, 0 hour. I'm going to go with Marina Shafir. She got to get some rings somewhere.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And then we're going to go AEW Dynasty. Andrade El Idolo versus Darby Allin. This is probably going to be my bathroom match, depending on what else happens. Or at least a refill snack match. The way they've been hyping Darby, I guess I'll go with Darby. He's been locking people in cars and doing all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I guess I'll ride with him because of his psychotic abilities. All right, then we got this is going to be a good match right here, good people. I believe this is going to be the match of the night. We have an AEW Continental Championship match between Jon Moxley and Ospreay. Will Ospreay guys? And you can call this slightly blinded by who my favorites are, but I'm going to go with Lord William Ospreay. Come out with the victory and be the new Continental Champion.
He did just return, so. Yeah.
All right, then we've got apparently the newly signed to a long-term deal, Thekla, still your AEW champion, against Jamie Hayter. I don't know. As redhead Jamie Hayter with the cakes, it just does something for me. But I'm going to go Thekla.
Thekla.
Thekla. All right, then we got the champions, FTR, going against Cage and Cope. And I got to say, one of the worst tag team names I've heard in a long time. Disrespectfully, but that's what it is. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Something's telling me Cajun Cope. So I'm going to go Cajun Cope.
Cajun Cope.
All right. And then we got Maxwell Jacob Friedman, the devil himself, versus the god of pro wrestling, Kenny Omega. Yeah, devil versus god.
I'm going MJF.
Yeah, I'm going Maxwell Jacob Friedman. He's going Eddie Guerrero.
He was sliming his way into a victory.
Yeah, he's a weasel.
And that's why we hate him so much.
Yep. All right, so Yolanda made some picks. So we're going to go over Yolanda's picks. So Yolanda goes with Elias. She also goes with Leon Slater, Gov. She goes with Eli. She goes with Trey. And then oh, Yolanda says, don't know the system like that. But no Hardys, go retire already. Dinosaurs past their prime. I agree with Yolanda. She goes, Mickey's team. Nick. Mike. Of course. Moose. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm not going to lie. Moose's song. It's doing hot. Yolanda goes Ariana Grace as well. And she does say Will is back. Yeah, Will's back. He's been back a couple of weeks. He already gave out about 7 hidden blades. Yeah, he's been back a couple of weeks, Yolanda. He done had a couple of matches. He done called out Moxley, threatening him. Got a championship match and all that. All right. Any other things you want to throw out there for TNA or AEW while we on the Playmaker?
Mercedes Monet relinquished her last title.
I was definitely saving that for you.
She's no longer 20 belt Monet and all that other stuff.
She is zero belts Monet.
I think she's taking a break.
I think so too. I think so too. I agree. I definitely feel like she's gonna chill out for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
I think she's taking a break. I think that's what that is. She might have some movie roles coming up, who knows?
Yeah, she might have to do some more work for the Mandalorian movie. Mandalorian Grogu. Maybe some promotion or something for that. Good call. All right. Playmaker has got his say out about his internet boom. So we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. And when we return, y'all know what time it is.
Whether it's the men's college game.
The way that this season has been going. Anything is possible.
The women's college game.
And how passionate Angel Reese was at that press conference. They got their mojo now.
The WNBA.
AJ Wilson, Brianna Stewart, 1 and 2. Followed by Brittany Griner, Aaliyah Boston, Jackie Young.
Or the NBA.
The Lakers had a 0.8 chance of winning.
And then what happened in the fourth quarter?
LeBron James by himself outdid the Clippers.
You will get any and all of the information right at your fingertips or your earlobes. Join the Playmaker as he breaks down all things basketball in Shooting Lights Out on the Playmaker's blog, network, YouTube channel, and where you can find podcasts. Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze god.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kids from the block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, go f*** yourself again, Jason
Whitlock. All right, we back in the building, sir. It is all playmaker.
You know... Would you say that WWE had a crazy week this past week?
I would.
Okay. Where would you say that WWE had a unpredictable week this past week?
I would. Not always in a good way, but I would.
Because strange things has happened this past week in the world of wrestling entertainment. So, the Usos lost the tag team titles to the Division with the on a one team help of Aisha Speed.
Yeah. That's gonna be a whole crazy little thing they're doing there.
You know, he dropped LA Knight with the brass nuts by mistake. That was that reflex punch.
Yolanda said she hasn't been watching.
I don't think she's been watching AEW, is what she was talking about.
Yes. And she says, "Where's your girl, Playmaker?" And then she says, "Darn, I literally was just typing and you answered." That's that family telepathy.
You know. So the Vision has the tag team titles. They get to go to WrestleMania. But, sir, I think Ellen Knight did get his receipt, though. I'll let you take that one.
Oh, no, that's all you. I'm giving this all to you, sir.
Really? Why you gotta get on to me? I don't mind sharing.
No, it's all good. You can be greedy today. I know you live by the ain't no fun if my homies can't have none, but it's all you today.
You know, LA Knight just so happening to pop up at Ice Show's crib and while he was streaming live, and he got his receipt.
I sure had no chance for Speed. The only thing he could show was fear. I show fear.
What is the LA Knight popping up at everybody's crib, man?
Yeah, he's a crib stalker.
AJ Styles, Logan Paul, and I show.
Yolanda says she's so sick of these celebrities in WWE.
I agree with you. But you know, I don't mind Aisha Speed though.
Low key though, Yolanda, they just trying to do anything to get these tickets sold because they went crazy on the prices. So they're trying to do anything to get people to buy tickets. That's all it is.
Yeah. I don't mind Aisha though. Because Aisha was willing to take the bumps.
Jelly Roll been down there working too.
Yeah, he has. But there's a
come
lot
on
of
now, Jelly Roll.
There's a lot of misery asking with Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
So, but this also with Iso Speed also continue his curse from Danhausen. So they keeping that storyline going too. So that's why I don't mind Iso Speed on this one.
It's wild.
You keep the
celebrity. You don't really wrestle.
Yeah. So you really keeping the Usos and the Vision in, and then you tie it in Iso Speed, who is tied with Logan Paul, into the curse of Danhausen, and then LA Knight still is involved. So guess what? You gonna get LA Knight at WrestleMania, cool? Even though they ain't make it official yet, but within this week, tonight or next week, it should be official. Looking at a 6-man tag match, the tag team champions with ISO Speeds and LA Knight and the Usos.
I don't know who the Usos though, because I think Jimmy might be ready to go home and play with that baby.
I think you're right, but I think they asked him, can you wait till after WrestleMania?
Yeah, of course they asked him.
And then after Mania, go be a dad. What did you think of the Usos' new music?
I kind of heard it, but I didn't take the time to go back and like re-listen to it, so I guess I'm apathetic at best about it.
I was thrown off. I was like, oh, what? Yeah, I need music. Mm-hmm. Darn. All right. I'm just going to tell you like this. Lil Morgan and Stephanie Vaccaro, they continue to hit that out the park, what they built to WrestleMania.
Yep.
Now Roxanne Perez has returned to help Lil Morgan gain the advantage of Stephanie Vaccaro on Monday. A Oblivion on the chair. So I'm just saying they're killing the game right now. They're killing it. I gotta give it to them.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. No shade.
All right. We did have the Women's Tag Team Championship match between the Irresistible Forces against Lyra Valkyrie and Bayley, and we knew how that was going to end, so they can go ahead and make our multi-woman person match official, which was official after this match here that ended in controversy. So, yes, it is official. The Irresistible Forces of Last Legend and Nia Jax, they will be defending their titles at WrestleMania against Bayley, Lyra Valkyrie, the Bella Twins, and Charlotte and Alexa. So, Ms. McCain, you can now officially write that in pen now. You got your multi-woman match.
Needed that.
I'm going through these fast, so I'm getting to some certain points, which is point number one. Cody Rhodes showed his face on Monday Night Raw at Madison Square Garden. And to his surprise, and everybody else's surprise, Stephanie McMahon showed up as well. And them two had a nice heated exchange, which led to some people thinking that somebody else was going to come out after what Cody Rhodes did, and he didn't. And that individual did come out later on because Obafemi and Brock Lesnar was about to tear Madison Square Garden to the ground. To the point even Adam Pearce ended up taking a bump. And Triple H had to come out and talk to both of them. Save for WrestleMania. So my question to you, sir, how you feel about Triple H not coming out when Cody Rhodes did what he did, but making sure one of his marquee matchups in WrestleMania between Brock Lesnar and Obafemi doesn't get violent at Madison Square Garden?
That's the story. That's all I really can say. It's the story. You know, I don't have to agree with it. Yeah, so definitely, yeah, it's a lot. That's very iffy.
You try so hard not to say something.
Oh.
But I know you want to say something.
Oh, definitely. A lot of things, but I'm feeling the best I've felt in a while, so I'm trying to just finish healing and chill and not get sucked into it. The vortex.
Okay. We had a question last week and the week before about a certain somebody, and we were trying to figure out what they was going to do with that person, if they was going to make it to the WrestleMania card or not. Well, they definitely going to make the WrestleMania card. Well, probably, who are you talking about? Well, is it me, or did Paul Heyman call in a favor?
Well, he called in a favor.
Seth Rollins, the charges were dropped by Boston PD on Seth Rollins from last week when he unknowingly violated a restraining order. So how you arrest a man who didn't know he had a restraining order on him? Make that make sense, first of all. And then Gunther put Seth Rollins to sleep and told him, point to the rest of my son, that is what's waiting for you. So Gunther will make the card, sir. There will be Gunther at the WrestleMania, but he's not killing the career of Seth Rollins.
Yolanda says, I really hope I get a surprise return of Bianca at Mania. I mean, you could get her to come out, but you definitely don't get her engaged in no fisticuffs. And Yana says I don't think Brock wants to keep letting Oba get over on him. If Oba keeps getting over, he's gonna lose his match. He gotta let Brock get over so he can have a chance to win.
I'm looking forward to that match. Get crazy, I'm looking forward to that match. Speaking of getting violent and physical. And that's what Roman Reigns and CM Punk did. Only words that was spoken was Madison Square Garden, acknowledge me. Punk music hits, we went to fighting. And Punk this time was the one left standing. Minimal words, a lot of action, Cool McCain on Monday Night Raw.
Finally. But SmackDown had a lot of words.
So we're going to SmackDown. We had B-Fab, Meacham, and Jay Cargill continue to try to run amok over Rhea Ripley. By the way, Meacham and Rhea Ripley put on a good match, by the way. I don't want y'all to forget that. That was a good match.
Can't argue with that.
And then, you know, the 3-on-1 attack happens, and then the best friend of Io Sky showed up to help out. So guess what we getting tonight on Raw? Not SmackDown. Yeah. On Raw. Rhea Ripley versus Meacham and B-Fab. They ain't saving it for SmackDown. They put it straight on the next Raw.
Sounds about right.
So now we hit the time frame. Brand spread don't even matter now. We just, y'all do whatever. We're too close to WrestleMania, so y'all just go out there and make everything happen. That's where we at right now.
Is that enough? I believe it.
Real quickly, Uncle Howdy has his lantern back thanks to Tama Tonga. Mm-hmm. Tell him, so cool. You don't need it. You don't need it. Tama's turning.
Thomas, I'll return. Read the boys' comments, sir.
I'm saving that for a reason.
Okay. Let me know when to queue it up, sir.
I'm saving that for a reason. And Aleister Black beat Matt Cardona for Matt. Just can't buy a win. Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss beat Lyra Valkyrie and Bayley. Then we get to the Whoop That Trick segment of the show. Sami Zayn coming off the United States Championship win over Carmelo Hayes and decided to interrupt Trick Williams and Lil Yachty. They got to speak some words, and then Carmelo Hayes came out. He said, I don't like the way you beat me, sir. That was some Bush League stuff. So do the right thing and give him a rematch. So is Sami turning here because of the crowd reaction, or is Sami turning here because that's the writing? That's the way the writing is being written.
A little bit of both, probably.
Because you can tell the crowd is not behind Sami Zayn.
It's the same old story.
The same where the crowd is not behind somebody else.
Right.
I'm going to say that, though. So, Carmelo Hayes and Sami Zayn ran it back. Sami Zayn beat Carmelo Hayes again. So, officially, Sami Zayn defended the United States title against Trick Williams. It would have been nice to have Carmelo Hayes on the WrestleMania card, but if you're going to give me Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams out the Mania, I'm okay with it. What about you?
Yeah. And give me some build to it.
And now the moment y'all been waiting for. Oh, and I got plenty of time too. SmackDown opened up with Randy Orton coming out to a full of cheers. He does his promo. Cody Rhodes comes out, button up, suit and tie and everything, three piece. And we're not talking, we're throwing heads. Cody Rhodes gets the advantage on Mr. Orton. And then you hear the crowd going off. What's going on? Cody Rhodes looks behind him. He looks around, and all of a sudden, Pat McAfee is in the ring. Kicks Cody Rhodes in the Royal Jewels and cuts a promo while Randy Orton is beating the brakes off Cody Rhodes. So, Mr. McCain, Pat McAfee was the guy that was on the phone with Randy Orton. The promo he cut. Me and you both heard people say the same thing. The problem is they didn't like the fact that Pat McAfee was the one that said it.
I mean, that's true.
So how do you feel about the whole situation?
Pat McAfee was an interesting choice for it, for sure. But I don't have a problem with, him being the guy. It was an interesting choice. You kind of like Pat McAfee, really? You might want to read that one.
Oh, the crowd was definitely booing Sammy. They were booing Cody Rhodes, too. Oh, Trick is that guy. Trick is the guy. Just like Obi is on Raw. Them two, you cannot deny.
Right.
If you're on Raw, if you're on Raw, you chant Nova. If you're on SmackDown, you cheating. Whoop that trick.
Yep.
And hey, of course Pat McAfee gonna get what he's earned, because guess what? Pat McAfee don't mind taking bumps.
This is true.
Pat McAfee ain't one of the ones like, oh, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that. If they ask him to do something, most likely Pat McAfee gonna do it. One thing I say about Pat McAfee, he don't try to get away with the business.
I agree. He'll take the L.
And like y'all ask Pat McAfee, he's like, "You sure you want Pat McAfee? You sure you want me to do this? You sure you couldn't find nobody else for this spot? You know, somebody that's more deserving and whatnot." And they'll okay, I'll do it. That's Pat. So yeah, Cody Rhodes gonna get his lick back. But I still think Randy Orton's gonna win that Mania, so.
He should.
And guess what? I think I can call it a show now. And you have about over 20 minutes before Raw.
There you go. Anything else to talk about, sir?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, good people, you guys get a lucky early break. Because we paced the show properly today. A couple more comments here. Let's go to them right quick, and then we're gonna roll up out of here. So, Pokemon Raymond fan says, Pat McAfee is about to get what he deserves. You're getting an argument from me. You know what I'm saying? I like that Pat was talking smack while Cody was getting beat up. She also says the crowd was booing him. These are important elements of a heel. And then they said the crowd just like Trick and Mello more, I guess. They love some Trick. All right, so good people, make sure you like. Make sure you share. And, you know, if you feel like it, interact with your boys, check it out later when we got time. Yeah, I know it's never where you start. It's always where you finish around here. And make sure you're getting at your people who you're not sure how they feeling. Make sure you make sure they're good. And we will see you next week. Another episode, Monarchy Wrestling. We're going to roll about this joint. And I need to hope you get some snacks, get ready for Raw, or get ready for the National Championship game, whatever you're watching. You know what I'm saying? Whatever is your, whatever floats your boat. This is a night for you to float your boat. Pause. We out.